the meanest?
Sure enough.
Am I the prettiest?
Sure enough.
Am I the baddest mofo down around this town?
Sure enough.
Well, who am I?
Vegas.
Who am I?
Vegas.
I can't hear you.
Vegas.
Please enjoy.
What up, y'all? I'm Vegas, and this is One to Flow On. The topic today is real talk. Let's talk about hip-hop debuts. Now, for every hot artist, whack artist, local artist, up-and-coming artist, underground artist, whatever you may be, everybody who starts out kind of has to find their niche, has to plant their flag or make their mark in the hip-hop game. Some do it strictly off the base of a new style or a new sound. But one thing that's kind of commonplace for most MCs as they debut to the world in the hip-hop game or that first album is telling your story and where you're from. Now, in recent years, some dudes have kind of used a song, you know, one song, not a whole album, but one song. Some dudes have had mixtapes do it for them before they released their debut, and in some cases kind of robbed us of that first grand introduction. And sometimes I think that's a problem only because not everyone is hip to the mixtape game where they can go and get J. Cole's first mixtape, the mixtape that put him on. There's some Drake fans who never heard his popular mixtapes that put him on. See, because his fan base was a little split between those who loved what he presented on the mixtape versus those who got hit to him when his album came out. And those are two totally different audiences. See, the dude like me was hip to Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, Drake, through their mixtapes. Big Crit, through their mixtapes. And when their debuts came out, except for Kendrick Lamar, I already knew them. So some of the subject matter, some of the momentum was taken away from me as a fan to get to know them. And then you have this new breed of fans, and you know who you are, but this new breed of fans who don't want rappers to tell their stories because they're afraid. They look at the hood come-up story, the dead homie story, you know, I'm the best rapper stories, as something old school that rappers today shouldn't deal with. They're not innovating, they're not being more, but what they fail to realize is that's always going to be a part of hip-hop. That's what hip-hop is when you debut. You have to plant your flag. You know, it doesn't matter if it's a cypher today in 2013 versus a cypher back in 1986. When you stepped in the circle and maybe dudes didn't know who you were, or maybe they did, you had to tell them who you were. They had to leave that circle knowing what you were capable of, where you come from, you know, how hard your block is, how you represent, whatever the case may be. And I feel like now that is kind of being lost everywhere. Now, I will say this, and I do it so much. I praise Kendrick Lamar over and over because even though some of us were familiar with him through his mixtapes, he created the perfect introduction for himself. His album is a complete introduction of himself without being something you've heard all the time. His origin story is different from everybody's. And he presented it in a way that felt old school and sound new school. And that's really hard to do. But see, when you're a thinker and an artist and a person who is completely committed to the craft of creating hip-hop music, it's just natural. I'm Vegas, and that's One to Flow On. Check out my blog, hiphoppolitic.com, and follow me on Twitter at VegasWorldINC1.